We've been talking about Saturday's Festival Orchestra Concert, which is Migrations, this wonderful program that focuses on traditions surrounding American history and features Michael Dougherty's Trail of Tears Concerto with Amy Porter on flute.
Yeah. Keep talking.
Let me tell you more, Alan.
Oh,
Grammy award-winning composer Michael Dougherty is one of the most commissioned, performed, and recorded composers on the American concert music scene today. His music is rich with cultural allusions and bears the stamp of classic modernism with colliding tonalities and blocks of sound. At the same time, his melodies can be eloquent and stirring. And again, going to be with Amy Porter. We hold over David Alan Miller, because you're nice enough to be with us and help guide the conversation.
And I was told, Joe, that Amy Porter, the flutist, if you live in America as opposed to abroad, the flutist Amy Porter is supposed to be probably the best in the country, if not the world.
Well, Michael can speak to that, because she's played this piece of his many times.
She's good.
Michael,
come on. Well, she's not just good. You're the one who told me.
Is she the best? Is she the best?
She's among the best, yes.
Well, who do you think the best are?
I don't know. I mean, you know.
Oh, Michael?
Back in the old days.
Well, welcome to the show, by the way.
Michael is so,
thank you
so
for being
politically
here.
Savvy. He's not going to anoint one flutist the best, but no. She is unbelievable.
It's great to be here in Albany, New York.
Thank you. It's great to have you here. So what? Tell us about Trail of Tears Concerto and how this came about.
Well, I was going to write a concerto for flute, and I thought that I've always wanted to write a piece about Native American Indians. I'd written a piece about the Wild West called Spaghetti Western, and I was thinking of John Ford, the famous director in the 40s, did all those westerns with John Wayne. But then later in his career, he did Cheyenne Autumn, which was a film about the Indians from their perspective. And so this was an opportunity to do that. And also, the flute is a crossover instrument because it's used in Native American music as well. So it seemed like the perfect instrument to write this sort of piece.
What's your instrument?
I play the piano.
So the flute didn't have any other than just the right properties for this crossover. You didn't have any personal special affection for it.
No, except if you think of the scene from Anchorman, when Will Ferrell jumps up on the table and starts playing the flute.
Yes.
Yeah, the jazz flute. So maybe, you know.
That had resonance for you.
I think that's great that comes into your mind at some point. So talk a little bit. Amy was supposed to be with us, and unfortunately was unable to make our call time here. Mm-hmm. But so we're going to talk about her and her wonderful.
She'll be
play.
Sorry.
No, but this is when you put something like this into the hands of a musician. What is that?
You wrote this piece for her.
Yes, you wrote her. With her in mind.
Yeah. So I worked with Amy for about a year on the piece, because we both live in the same town, Ann Arbor, Michigan. And one of the things I wanted to do was to explore all the contemporary techniques that the flute can do, which are many, and there's been a lot of avant-garde flute works written over the years where you can blow to the flute, you can click the keys, you can bend the notes and all that sort of thing, but also to work off the classical side of the flute. So this piece really puts those two worlds together, I think.
What do you mean, bend the notes?
You know, like, down, ding, right, like that.
So, to give a little bit of clarity to this,
Mike,
this is a very formidable flute part. It's unbelievably virtuosic, but it sounds just beautiful. And the piece is about the forced migration of the Cherokee Nation, the famous Trail of Tears in the 1830s, when Andrew Jackson drove
Indeed.
All the Native American populations out of their homelands. And it's a very, for Michael, a very dark and powerful piece, because a lot of Michael's music is actually inspired by American pop culture, like Spaghetti Western and Elvis Everywhere. And he's had a lot of Elvis pieces, speaking of Alan's fabulous Elvis tie that he's wearing here, for those of you who can't see it. And yet this is a very beautifully evocative piece, and it's real performance art for Amy. She has to do all these kind of wild calls and things on the flute. It's a tour de force. It's just something to be seen. It's unbelievable. Really exciting. And she inhabits it. I mean, she's like a force of nature. isn't she?
I think so. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And she's done it in a number of places, right?
Yeah, she's played it. And I think that, you know, what's great about this, well, perhaps you could tell them about the recording project we're doing.
The second piece we will have recorded for a Naxos recording that we're making of three of Michael's major concerti that have never before been recorded. So we did the tuba concerto with Carol Jansch earlier this season, which was a sensation. This amazing piece with Amy. And the next year, Dame Evelyn Glennie, our great friend, is coming back, the percussionist, to play a percussion concerto called Dream Machine. So it's going to be an incredible disc of Michael's music.
Well, I wanted to ask you guys about that. When you put a record out, or a new disc. I'm told by people on the inside of the industry that, you know, it's hard to sell, you know, this kind of music now, especially since it's readily available one way or another. Why does one keep doing it?
That's a good question for Michael, but what I will tell you is that in the classical space, yes, Naxos is the only label that still has unbelievably international distribution. So Michael's pieces end up being heard all over the world.
So is it international important in that I keep hearing that the Japanese, the Chinese, that's where the classical music market is right now. Is that why the word international resonates?
Well, I think, you know, when you do a recording, well, first of all, you know, why do we do what we do? I mean, we all do radio or music or contemporary music, whatever, because we enjoy doing it, you know. And
sure.
So that's, I guess, the motivation there. And what's great about Naxos is their international reach in the digital domain as well. So you never know where a recording is going to end up. For example, if you go to Spotify or Pandora, all the Naxos recordings are there now.
Which is
for
great.
For example.
Yeah.
But I remember, Michael, you once told me that, you know, your wife's from Holland,
from Holland,
and in a local record store in the little town where her family lives, there were Michael's records.
If you don't want to go to Holland and get one of Michael's records, you can just come over here to Troy on Saturday night and hear this beautiful music. It's Trail of Tears Concerto with Amy Porter on flute. It'll be part of the grand finale of this weekend's event. AlbanySymphony.com, AlbanySymphony.com for more information. Thank you both for being here. Great pleasure.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.